The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more. The smartphone technology with NapervilleAlarm.com customizes the security system to suit your needs. The monitoring starting at $19 per month. Dolly McCarthy Show listeners, 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount. Naperville Park District, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for the Naperville community. Check out NapervilleParks.org. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com, located just off of Route 59 in Naperville. The Naperville Trolley and Tours, which is four beautiful trolleys, weddings, bar hops, parties, light tours, bat bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Check them out at NapervilleTrolley.com. Pope Family Dental, home of the One Visit Smile, another proud sponsor of Dolly McCarthy Show. You know, in just one visit, you can get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Dr. Pope uses 3D CAD-CAM technology to make crowns. That one visit. Mention this show for special pricing. Pricing, Dr. Pope offers crowns for as low as $7.99. Can you believe it? That's $7.99 for a permanent, long-lasting, beautiful crown. Pope Family Dental is located across the street from Centennial Beach on Jackson Avenue, right in the heart of downtown Naperville. Check out PopeFamilyDental.com. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Give them a call for your first free dance lesson. It's 630-355-6240 or check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com and tell Marty how it's about. Sullivan Steakhouse offers guests the Naperville Steakhouse experience with flexible food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing your guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Book your next reservation at SullivanSteak.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org or give them a call at 630-305-5257. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Bertoni's, with locations in North and South in Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bertoni's.com for the Dolly Special.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, Slam Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Chewyville.com Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago, and WCKG. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. The show airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10, unless it's aired at a different time at all these other stations, and I will get those times to you someday. I will post them, but there are various times. I can't keep up with the demand here. So aired on a radio station near you. Message me and let me know where, and I will try to make that happen. Again, I am your host. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. We have lots of good guests on the show today. Haley Hudson from Tri-City Family Services will be here. We are so proud, the Dolly McCarthy Show, to be sponsoring the Snowflake Shuffle. That's coming up in December. I want you guys to mark your calendars for that for sure. Hey, I want to do an apology out there. Last week, we had a great show lined up. I was all set to go. Maybe you saw, but I was in Florida on a little vacay. And I had the show all set up from a makeshift studio in Naples. I was in Naples at the time. And one thing I noticed about Florida is the internet is very slow there. Does anybody have any experience with that? Well, the resort community that I was in, that was the case. And so I was nervous all week about the show happening with the slow internet. And but I thought maybe it was just that day. I did a test on Tuesday and it worked, but it was slow. I thought, you know what, maybe it's the day. Well, lo and behold, yeah, Thursday came. And as you all know, the show never aired. The internet was too slow. I couldn't take any calls. Couldn't even open up songs to play, nothing. Everything is on my computer, home studio computer. So, I'm sure you all missed me last week. I definitely missed the show. We had to move guests around, and glad that some of them could fit into this week's show as well, because a lot of important things coming up. A lot of good people doing great things, and they've got great events, and I wanted to share them with you, so we're going to squeeze them in here. But it was a great vacation, nice refresh, you know, restart button. Easy time. But, you know, coming back to Chicago and then directly going to Green Bay, I went up to the Green Bay Packers game against the Bears on Sunday night, of course, 7:30 game. I'm at Lambeau Field. I come right, get off the plane where it's 85 degrees in Florida, and I head up north to Green Bay. You know what? And everyone thought, what are you doing up there, you traitor? Are you out of your mind? I was the only Bears fan in my section, and I even had a Bears hat on, one of those, not a Bears hat, not a cap. I was actually wearing a bear on my head in between two cheese heads, okay? Don't tell me the number one Bears fan. At least on Sunday, I was the number one Bears fan. I was there in Lambeau Field, and we just got killed. As you know, the historic game set records for losses, that's for sure. I would say that will go down in the history books as one of the worst Bears defeats ever. It was very sad. I had to leave at the half because I couldn't stand all the heckling. You know, and what I have to say, Green Bay folks are nice folks, and my friend Tim summed it up perfectly. They're really nice folks, but annoying as heck. So that's all I got to say. But I should say thank you to all the Green Bay fans that were very generous to me as I made my rounds tailgating before the game. Very generous people. Ran into Aaron Rodgers' dad. He and I shared a beer and a cookie. The cookies in Green Bay are not your typical cookies. They're two cookies put together with a layer of cream cheese in the middle. Got to add the cheese in there, folks. At least you do in Green Bay. So because I was in Rome, I had to do what the Romans did, and I sampled one of those, and everybody there was raving about these cookies. I'm like, all right, I got to try this. You got to be a cheesehead to appreciate a cookie like that. I took one bite, and that went to the rats on the ground there. No thanks. Couldn't finish that. It is snowing here in Chicagoland. Well, we got snow flurries. So it's snow. Snow is snow, and it's here, folks, and it's here to stay. So brace yourselves for, 9 more months? I'm just not ready for this physically and mentally. I'm just not ready for the snow. The cold, I should say. Snow, I'm fine with. It's the cold that really bothers me, but pretty dang cold out there today. But I am ready for the holidays. Went out yesterday, stocked up on cookie supplies, the Christmas cookie supplies. Went out, got my dress for Toys for Tots tomorrow night. You all know I've been promoting this for weeks. Toys for Tots, the Dolly McCarthy Show, is a sponsor of the Toys for Tots Gala. It's the fifth annual gala, and this is tomorrow night. And you know, there still are tickets available. It's pretty close to sold out, but there still are tickets available, and I still need a dancing partner. I'm going single, going solo this year, and it would be nice to dance with you if you want to dance with me. I'm a pretty good dancer. I did win the Mirrorball Trophy a few years back in Naperville. Okay, I can dance, but, you know, I'll dummy it down if you're not a dancer. All right, I'm just kidding. Now I sound silly. It's at the Hilton Lyle, Naperville. It's in Lyle, just really close to Naperville in my neck of the woods. Tomorrow night, 8 to midnight, it's $90, $100 at the door, $90. Bring an unwrapped toy, open bar, heavy hors d'oeuvres, DJ and dancing and dessert. Oh, my God. The dessert table is going to be phenomenal. And then we'll have a silent auction as well. So if you want tickets for this, message me. Go to my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, and send me a message. Let me know. I will personally deliver these tickets to you or make sure that you're on the list. And that's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. I know you don't have anything better to do, so you can clean your closets. Put up Christmas decorations later, another time. Join me tomorrow night for the Toys for Tots Gala. I would love to see you there, and it's a great cause, very good cause. We'd love to see you there. Okay, we also are very, very proud, this show, the Dolly McCarthy Show, to be sponsoring Tri-City Family Services Snowflake Shuffle. And, in fact, I am going to be talking to Hallie Hudson. I think that she's on the line now. Let me check and see. Hallie, is this Sue from Tri-City Family Services?
Yes, it's me, Dolly. Hello? Good morning.
Hey, I didn't recognize the number.
Hi.
Came up differently. You threw me. You know I don't have a producer on the show. It's just me. I run the whole show. I run the board. And so I can't screen the calls ahead of time because I'm on the air. Okay, everybody knows. Now I got to educate my listeners a little bit about that. So anyway, we are so thrilled to have you on the show because, you know, the Dolly McCarthy Show is so proud to sponsor this event. We had so much fun last year, Hallie.
Yeah, we really did. It was a really great event. I just hope that this year it's not as cold as last year.
Oh, it was brutal cold, but it didn't matter because we were all running. We had the Snowflake Shuffle is a 5K. Why don't you explain to my listeners exactly what it is that we're talking about here, the date, and give them all the facts.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. And once again, thank you for your generous sponsorship. We're so grateful to recognize the Dolly McCarthy Show as a gold level sponsor of our race this year. But yeah, our Snowflake Shuffle is a holiday-inspired, family-friendly event, and even Santa Claus joins in on the fun. Our race is on Saturday, December 6th. Registration begins at 7 a.m. with the 5K race starting at 9 a.m. And it's all held at the Mill Creek Clubhouse and Subdivision in Geneva. And all proceeds benefit our agency, a local leader in mental health and counseling services.
Fantastic. Tri-City Family Services. You guys do an amazing job in our community helping families and children, and you work with the school districts even. You really have made a tremendous impact in our community. So let's just tell everybody a little bit more about Tri-City while I got you on the line, Hallie.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we are a recognized local leader, like I said, in mental health and counseling. We service all ages and income levels, and we really pride ourselves on the fact that we never turn away anyone based on their inability to pay. So we offer our fees on a sliding scale so that we can work with our clients. And one other thing that we really like to do is we like to see the family as a unit so we can address their problems together, because one problem for an individual, it spans out to affect their entire family. So that's why we're called Tri-City Family Services, because we like to see the families together.
Oh, I love that. I never knew that. Geez, all these 2 years we've been sponsoring your different events, and I didn't get that Tri-City. I thought it was because it was three different cities that you were near. Isn't that crazy?
It is. It is. We do service the Tri-City area, you know, St. Charles, Batavia, and Geneva. But we also, we're really branching out, too. We're serving the local areas around the Tri-Cities as well. So we're not just contained to that anymore.
Yeah. Well, the Snowflake Shuffle, it's a 5K, folks, and you can register how for this?
Absolutely. You can register right on our website. That's probably the easiest thing for most people, at tricityfamilieservices.org, or you can call 630-232-1470, and we can get you registered either way. So just make sure to register by November 26th, because that's our cutoff date for everyone to get a long-sleeve tech T-shirt. So you want to make sure you register by then.
Oh, tech T-shirt. So that's like, is the chip built in? Is that how why it's called a tech shirt?
Actually, you know how it's just the material. It was just the material of the shirt.
Okay, I'm way ahead of the times then. Someday the shirts will have built-in chips, folks.
You know what? I think you have a multi-million-dollar idea there. You need to go on Shark Tank.
And it will be able to track your every move every day. So one of the great things about this event, it's a great way to kick off your Saturday in the heart of the holiday season. And one of the great things about this, I love this, we all ran the 5K. Well, I should be honest, I didn't run it, but I was out there in the cold, standing there cheering on the runners. But this year I might just run it. I'm thinking of doing it. I'm not a runner, but I think I'm going to go for it. I'm going to check the temperature first. I'm a wolf.
Yeah, you should. You should participate.
But
absolutely.
Well, my kids are all going to do it this year, too, so I'm excited about that. It's a great way to kick off your Saturday morning. 7 a.m. is the registration. 9 o'clock, the Snowflake Shuffle kicks off. Kevin Burns, the mayor of Geneva, will be there along with me. Come out and say hello to Kevin. You know what I loved about it? Afterwards, we all went back in the clubhouse. And is it still going to be like this year? Because it was a hit last year. The humongous sweet table.
Yes, we love to have holiday cookies and different kinds of treats for the runners afterwards. We'll also have hot chocolate and coffee, and it's a really great way to warm up after the race, and that's when we'll also give out our awards as well.
Mm-hmm. And Santa was in there, and a lot of your runners were all dressed up in really fun costumes, holiday costumes. It really is so much more than just a race. This is quite a holiday experience you don't want to miss, and for a really great cause, Tri-City Family Services. Okay, Mrs. Hudson, we really appreciate you calling into the show and for everything that you're doing in our community with Tri-City Family Services. And we want to do a shout-out to you. We're so excited for you. You got little twins coming. You're expecting twins, so we want to congratulate you. We're going to keep you in our prayers. And no,
thank
this woman is not going to be running. We're
so
not going to let
much.
You run. But we're excited.
No,
for you.
No, I'm just going to be running the whole event. But, yeah, I think I have to take it a little easy this year. But I'll be out there. And thank you so much for your kind wishes and supporting Tri-City Family Services and mental health as a whole. We're very grateful for your support this year again.
Absolutely. All right, Hallie, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you on
race
day.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You on race day.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready. Go, Dolly, go while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor. Those pretty blues with you. Go, Dolly, go.
everybody, we got to move on here. We have some great guests coming on. You were just listening to my buddy, Ronnie B. Elvis. He came up with just a few songs that I wanted to share with you. That one was so funny. I don't know if you've ever heard or seen on my Facebook page. I posted a picture of me having a Dolly Teeny at Sullivan's, and they made it that it matched my blue suede shoes. So Ronnie came up with this song. I just love him. He's a great Elvis impersonator. He's got some shows coming up. We'll have him on the show in the coming weeks. But he's got a new sidekick on the show with him. So he's touring solo, but he also lately has had a new sidekick, and he's been touring with her as well. And I just said that. He's touring solo, and then I have another. Okay, sometimes he does solo things, and sometimes he's with Angela, who is – it's her name is Angela, but her Facebook says Marilyn Monroe Tribute Angela, and we wanted to bring her on the show. But first, I'm going to play a little something that she sent me. I try to be a girl's best friend. It was so funny. Their little spin on the famous Marilyn Monroe song, Diamonds Are Our Girl's Best Friend. All right, join me in welcoming Angela, Marilyn Monroe Tribute Angela. Hey there.
Hey, Dolly. Good morning. Hello.
Hey there. Thanks for calling into the show. Oh, thank you for the song. It's really cute. Really, really cute.
Well, you're welcome.
You and you've been playing Marilyn now for how many years?
Well, I just kind of ran into Marilyn in 2011. That's when it all began. And I was always a big fan of Madonna. And so I started to really look into who Madonna looked up to. And I found out that someone she was inspired by was Marilyn Monroe. So that's how I found Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, well, I have to say, I looked on your – we haven't met. Ronnie B. Elvis introduced us via Facebook, and I looked on your Facebook page and your pictures. If someone didn't look twice, you would be Marilyn Monroe. I mean, you look very similar, and she got her poses down pat, that's for sure. Do you run into that a lot where people say, oh, you look like Marilyn Monroe? I mean, how has that been going? And you've been touring. Tell us what you've done since 2011 to be Marilyn, play Marilyn.
Well, I started out basically modeling. So just that's where I began modeling. And then I started to sing her songs. And it all started with, like, actually transforming into her with a wig, a nice little wig. And a mm-hmm. friend of mine, Joe, had bought me the wig, and I tried it on. And next thing you know, I'm putting the makeup on, and I'm starting to get some of her old vintage clothes and dresses, and basically it worked out. And I started reading about her and some of her quotes and her life and her story, and just it kind of all fell together. So I started singing and just kind of took off from there.
Yeah. Now, are you in demand? Are you busy doing gigs? Where mainly are you performing?
Well, right now, I just started.
I'm just curious.
I'm
trying to gauge how present, how popular Marilyn Monroe still is.
Well, that's kind of a funny question you ask, because when Marilyn Monroe was alive and she was doing her work, most Marilyn Monroe was in the movies. Like, she sang a lot in the movies, but she the only time she really sang was on stage when she went to sing for the veterans in Korea. Mm-hmm. So when you think Marilyn Monroe, you don't really think of her going around touring and singing. So I'm taking on basically kind of a different twist of Marilyn Monroe, where she never had the chance to really go sing on stage. So that's where I come in. And she has like a lot of songs, actually, Dolly. Like, she, aside from the I Want to Be Loved by You and Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, she has quite a bit of songs that mm-hmm. I want to take mm-hmm. on that I really enjoy. And so
yeah.
I not only want to do like the old school vintage nostalgic for people, but I also want to kind of bring it as a more like a 2014 update twist on it as well. You know, mm-hmm. like maybe.
When you perform, Angela, or what to call you, Marilyn, are you always Marilyn Monroe tribute Angela, or are you Angela? And then, you know, because I know there are some people out there that are always on as Marilyn Monroe mm-hmm. or Elvis. They want to be called that. Are you kind of like taking on her?
Well, Marilyn Monroe is actually, I would say, Dolly, I'm a Norma Jean mode where I'm at right now, because, you know, I have my brown hair, and I just, you know, dress like really small town girl because I'm from small town. So I go out quite a bit, mostly to the casinos or out for suppers. And when I go out, that's when I dress up as Marilyn, you know, because Marilyn is she's a big job to do, Dolly, right? Like, I'm getting faster at putting Marilyn on, but it does take some time, you know, the makeup and the clothing and the hair. So,
well, yeah, and to be sexy 24/7, isn't that
yeah.
Marilyn Monroe? I mean, you're always on. You got to be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, like, have a down day.
No, can't have a down day. No.
You know, and so when you are performing, tell us what that's like for you. Do you feel like Angela, or do you feel like Marilyn Monroe? I mean, I guess that's obvious. You just kind of flip into character with it. But do you feel like it's really you? I've ran into a lot of Elvises in my life, and they just sometimes they think they're Elvis. It's interesting. But I'm kind of lumping Angela Monroe into the same category, but they just mm-hmm. go hand in hand there. I'm just wondering what your experience is like.
Kind of weird, you know, you say that, because like when I'm in my, I always say my aunt, like I compare my Angela Marie to Norma Jean, which is just basically no makeup, jeans, just basic. But when I convert into Marilyn, it's like I become Marilyn, like how she went from Norma Jean to Marilyn Monroe, because her whole her personality was different. It was glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
you
know, it was your whole, you change, like just change into a very glamorous doll or whatever, you know, like it's so beautiful.
It is
different.
She is a beautiful woman. And I have yet to see your show. I'm going to come see it in December. You and Ronnie B. Elvis, we have a show. What date is that now? That's December. It's coming up.
December 12th at 8 p.m. At the McHenry Moose Lodge.
Starts
at 8 p.m.
Okay. And how many, you'll be singing and Elvis will be singing. You guys have a duet too that you'll be singing together? Are you both on stage at the same time?
Most likely, yeah, we'll be on stage together. Most likely, if we do a duet, I would think it would be Fever, because Fever is something we could work out.
I love that song. It's been a while since I heard that song. How long is the show? It starts at 8?
I have to come down to Chicago, and we have to sit down and kind of pan through the whole show together.
But we'll be there. So we got to be there by 8 because you're starting at 8. We don't want to miss the show.
And
You don't want to miss my friend Ronnie D. Elvis.
Nope, not at all.
Well, it was so nice to talk to you, Marilyn, Angela, Marilyn Monroe tribute. What do I call you? Norma Jean? Do you want me to call you Norma Jean?
You can call me Norma Jean right now because I'm in Norma Jean mode.
Okay. Well, Norma Jean, it was great to talk to you. I got to fly because we have another guest waiting, but I just wanted to get you on the show. And thanks for the music you sent me. I love it. And we'll
no problem.
Come on out December 12th to the McHenry Moose Lodge. Elvis,
can't wait to meet you.
A great time. And yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you and seeing the show, that's for sure. All right, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Dolly, for having me. Have a wonderful day, lady. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Pull the chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be your teddy bear. Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready, go, Dolly, go while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweat shoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweat shoes. Go, Dolly, go.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Let's roll. I love that. Hey, did you guys see that article, the recent article? I posted it on my Facebook page. The 27 worst Chicago decisions that you ever did make. You know, I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. So, you know, I know this town. I would not make a worse decision because I know this town. But looking at this list, yeah, I did make some bad decisions, even though I know better. And I know Chicago's finest, and I wouldn't order a chocolate shake from the Wiener Circle, that's for sure. But there are some things that I've done that I've made mistakes about, and I should know better because I'm from this town. if you look at this list on my Facebook page, check it out. I have to share some bad decisions that I've made. Number one, it's all the worst decisions you can make in Chicago. There's 27 of them, but I have to say number one was falling asleep while riding DL and waking up someone yelling at me, "Hey, wake up. We're at Lake Street now." Oh, crap. I was supposed to get off at Belmont. That's the blue line. So that's one of them. Check this out on my Facebook page. It is hilarious. Number seven, this is so funny because I have this company as my cable provider. Number seven, it just says Comcast. Okay, enough said. I don't even have to say anymore. I don't know why I'm torturing myself anymore. Comcast. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Number 10 is another funny one. Okay. Neglecting your long-term memory as a Cubs fan. Yeah, Joe Maddon's going to change everything next year. Lupinella's going to change everything. Didn't say that in 2006. And then in 2003, Dusty Baker. Yeah, Dusty's going to change everything. Okay, I think that Joe Maddon's got it, though. I think it's going to be next year, folks, definitely. Okay, So much for being a Cubs fan there. I just had to take a little jab there. And, oh, here's one that cracked me up. Number 26, accidentally getting on the Skyway. I've never done that until this past summer. I got on the Skyway. Yeah, kind of an impromptu visit to Indiana. What was I thinking? Then I get to the toll booth, which is privately run, and it's like $50 for the toll. It's insane. All right, enough there. Go out and explore Chicago. It's my favorite kind of town. Speaking of Chicago, a dear friend of mine from the Northwest side, Jerry Seaton, Carlin, she got married. Jerry got married. Her husband joins me now on the line. Hey, Marty, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Oh, Marty. Marty Carlin joins me now. I was telling everybody, it's just starting to say how my dear friend Jerry Seaton, Carlin, we're both from the Northwest side. We ran into each other at the kids' pizza joint over there on Ogden. Marty, help me out.
What's it called?
The Warner Rides in this game.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. He used to be showbiz
Pizza. Oh my God, I'm totally aging myself. We ran into each other there when our kids were a lot younger, and I had the chance to meet her youngest, Ryan, and then she proceeded to tell me about Ryan's struggles, his health. He has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And it wasn't long after that where Marty and Jerry started the foundation and Rally for Ryan. It's an event that they have every year, a benefit to raise funds to find the cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So Marty, Jerry's my buddy, Jerry's better half, Marty is on the line to tell us more about this event that is near and dear to my heart and many of the listeners who've been listening to this show are pretty familiar with, but there's a lot of you out there from different various radio networks that we've just added on, and we want to tell you more about this. So, Marty, thanks for coming on the show today. And let's talk about, first of all, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Can you tell us what this is?
Duchenne muscular dystrophy is a genetic disorder that 1 in 3,500 boys get. And what it is basically the boys don't make dystrophin, which is a protein that keeps your muscles all solid and intact. And so, unfortunately, Ryan was born with this, and, it progressively gets worse and worse. So, normally, Ryan's 12, and normally by the time they're 12, most boys are in wheelchairs. Ryan is still not, which is just amazing. And then ultimately, lead to premature death probably in, late 20s or so. I mean, it used to be in the teens, but now it's in the 20s because of all the medicine that they've now been, the kids have been taken. So, we're extremely hopeful that there will be something coming out here in 2015. In fact, we're waiting for an announcement from a couple of drug companies for a clinical trial that Ryan could be in as early as, like January, February. So it's pretty exciting because it's actually a drug by one company, Sarepta, and another company, Prosensa. And these drugs basically treat it to the point that they actually make the boys start making the protein that they need, which helps keep their muscles intact. So it's pretty exciting. We're extremely hopeful. And in fact, I keep pounding on the CEOs of these companies, which is not an easy thing to do. Since they're billion-dollar public companies, but trying to get them to say when. When is the drug coming out? So, we're extremely hopeful.
And Ryan, and Ryan is how old now? Because
Ryan is 12, so his birthday was in June, he's 12. Yep.
Yeah, and the disease has progressed, especially in the last year and a half, pretty quickly, would you say? You can really see.
He can't really go upstairs anymore on his own, which is just part of it. It sort of hits your core muscles first, in your hips and stuff. And so he can't really go upstairs. He uses a scooter for long distances. He doesn't like to use it because he doesn't want to be sort of singled out as, there's something wrong with me. But he uses a scooter at school to go up and down some of the big hallways, and then of course, if you go to Great America or something, he has to use it, to get around the park. So, our whole point is trying to conserve his muscles that he does have. Mm-hmm. And, I've had people say, well, if he worked out more, maybe he would build more muscle. And the problem is when you work out, you tear your muscles down. And so that unfortunately is not something that he can do. You can't build more because they won't build. They'll actually destroy muscle tissue. So so that's the sort of the depressing part of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a charity event on Saturday, this Saturday, called Rally for Ryan. This is our sixth one. In the first 5 years, we've raised over $750,000 for research. So all the money we raise goes to research, which it's pretty incredible, that we raised that much because.
And you have this trial drug coming out. And you have this trial drug coming out. It's been 6 years. Has it been 6 years since they've come out with anything?
They've come out. Yes,
or is this another?
They're grasping at all kinds of things. I mean, they're doing everything. Okay. They're using, clinical trials on drugs such as Cialis, which I think we all know what side effect that may have and what it's for. But surprisingly, it's really good for protecting muscle cells. So, you know, we can make all kinds of great jokes with that. But they've been using it on some of the boys, and, you know, they haven't regressed, which is really what they were hoping is, you know, they've been trying all kinds of different things to try to put the disease at bay, just to make it so the boys don't get worse and worse. And so Ryan has not been on that one. He's been on a bunch of other ones. But like I said, the ones that are coming out here in 2015 are going to be the ones that actually could ultimately cure it. I mean, it would be a lifelong thing where you'd have to take the drug forever, but it could actually, you know, in a sense, fool your DNA into making the protein that's called dystrophin, which is needed. So that's pretty cool.
Wow, so that's really a really very huge hopeful sign of this new drug coming in February, Mark. Let's hope it's that early part of the year for definitely for Ryan before it progresses more, as you said. You know what? I wanted to get more information about this weekend. I know you guys sell out every year this rally for Ryan. You have a tremendous community behind you. You're in the Naperville community, and as I am, and yes, I see tremendous support that you're getting from the community, but it would be nice to get people outside this community to become more aware of it and raise funds in other parts of the world. You guys are definitely leaders in raising funds for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, that's for sure. So this weekend, almost sold out, but you can still get a ticket to it. Let's tell them the website, but also if you can't make it, you can make a donation. Donations accepted, folks. But
well,
so Marty, give us the breakdown on that.
Yes. So here's the breakdown on that. So the event Saturday night at White Eagle Golf Club in Naperville. We'll have 300 of our closest friends there. So it seems to get bigger and bigger every year. You can go to Rally for Ryan, ryan.org, to buy tickets to the event. Or you can also buy a raffle ticket. And what we do is we draw a raffle the night of the event. And the winning prize, the grand prize, is $20,000 towards a Cadillac of your choice or $15,000 cash. So if you can't make the event and you want to just get in on the raffle, you can go to rallyforryan.org and buy raffle tickets. And that really helps the cause. Or if you want to just make a donation, that would be great too. But, it's really fun. And, every year it's just unique, what the person who wins does. We've had one person take the car and the rest of the time they take the cash. So it's just a personal preference. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a great time. I've gone every year, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys this Saturday night at Rally for Ryan. And Marty, thanks for everything that you're doing, and we're rooting for Ryan. We're behind him, and stay strong. Keep the faith.
Yep.
And come back early next year on the show and let us know how the trial went or the new drug is, how it's doing. Keep us informed and abreast of everything that's going on.
Okay, cool.
And we'll see you Saturday night.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, Dolly.
For sure.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
My next guest is the founder and executive director for Peak for Kids. Renee D. joins us now. She is one of my personal heroes. Renee, how are you?
Hi, Dolly. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, Peak for Kids, I want you to tell everybody what it's about. I've been talking about Peak for Kids for the last month because October was Anti-Bullying Awareness Month. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to squeeze you in last month. We weren't able to make it happen. But, hey, it's never too late to talk about this. This is an ongoing problem. I mean, it's been bullying and, teaching our children to be nice and good and all those messages that parents are left with through the years. Now there's Peak for Kids to support it. So let's start out. Tell us what Peak for Kids is and how did you come to start all this? What prompted you to do this?
Well, first, it's hard to briefly say what Peak for Kids is, but yes, it's promoting enrichment and kindness. It's giving the community an avenue and a way to discuss more positive ways of dealing with, you know, some of the girl-on-girl relational aggression stuff the kids go through, traditional bullying, and then, of course, the whole new texting world that we all live in. And so basically, it provides an avenue for discussions, for new programming, for consideration, for activities, and we've created what we call the Kindness Campaign, and that's something that's very specific to the Caneland community, but we'd be very willing to talk to other communities about it because it's been such a success. And we've created what's called Kick Month, which, like you said, is October, and it's a celebration of kindness in Caneland. And so we just work with the school districts and other community groups to get resources and or promote what they're already doing, get more families and parents involved. And just like anything, raising awareness and having discussions in itself brings comfort to, you know, either parents or students who no longer feel alone. So it's been a very interesting journey. The reason I got involved is I actually was a Girl Scout leader for many years. I ended up being the Girl Scout Service Unit Manager out here and just kind of experienced, saw the girls going through a lot of issues and experiences at a very, very young ages, you know, issues we didn't really have to deal with until middle school or junior high back in the day. And these girls are having to deal with this, you know, the competition and the aggression and all of these really horrible
social
issues
media
in second grade.
Yeah.
And so we made it an issue, just as our troop and our group, to kind of focus on these and these programmings. And let's look at the positive. Let's look at how we empower ourselves, number one, which is a very important component here. And then respect ourselves and respect others and teach these girls to stand up for themselves and follow their hearts. And, you know, then I got involved in the school system, and I ended up on this anti-bullying task force, prevention task force. And it just, you know, one thing led to another, and I thought, you know what? Instead of doing this as Renee D., let's create an organization, and then other people can be involved and contribute, and, you know, it just, you know, and then just one thing leads to another. But, yeah, the premise is that these kids, all of them, I truly believe and will always believe they all want to act good. They all have an instinct. They all want to follow their hearts. But the world we live in doesn't enable them to do that easily anymore. So what we do is we empower them to follow that instinct, follow their light. They will do it if they're supported and if they have activities and resources and events and all of that. They will do that because every single one of them is a good kid. It's just they get wrapped up in the social media and the, you know, the keeping up with the Joneses and the parents and this and that. And, you know, it all becomes very gray. Mm-hmm. But the kids know the difference between right and wrong. We do not have to tell them that. We do not need programs that have to teach them what is right and wrong because they know what they need is they need to be supported in making those right choices.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do.
Today, you know, I love that. And do you find, I mean, you started this. Do you think parents today, you started this program, which, you know, for decades was left up, I mean, for centuries, I should say, has always been left up to the parents, as rightly so. You're the parent. You get to teach your child to be good and nice and friendly and, you know, and accepting and not bully. And although my mom never taught me to not bully, it was just in me, like most people. I think that now parents are so busy and there's so many avenues where, you know, meanness and bullying can creep in and people can get away with acting like you said, the social media. Did you think, you know, I probably have answered the question. You probably have already answered the question. Parents need support. Mm-hmm. They need more support in dealing with these social issues. Because
did you say the kids need support?
Parents and the kids need support.
Yes, no, it is. It's definitely parents and the kids.
Yes,
I need to peak for kids.
I think it's out of our control sometimes. You know, you try to teach your kids and you remind them, but I think what you're doing is more avenues that are in their face during the school day rather than, you know, when you come home from school or, you know, I just love this Peak for Kids because you are really there present during the school day to teach them not just the reading, writing, and arithmetic. It is really a part of their growing and learning to be kind to others and be a happy person, you know. And that's
respectful.
What I love about Peak for Kids.
And it's so different. It's, you know, yeah, we teach our kids to be nice, to be respectful, to be that. But, Dolly, you know, you have to remember, we're the first generation of parents that have to deal with, you know, the whole texting and the internet world. You know, our kids are the first generation of having to learn how to build relationships via an electronic device. So, mm-hmm. you know, that is a huge component in that we all do the best we can as parents.
Yeah.
You know, we're busy. We do that. They live in a different world.
I have to say the story there with the texting. I was going to say sexting. Oh my God, this is a G-rated
it's
show.
It's one and the same almost.
Oh my goodness. Although there's issues now with the sexting in the high schools and
right.
in the middle schools. But my point is that, you know, I as a parent, I've experienced it. A lot of people know I have 5 children, and I'm a busy mom. And I am very engaged and active in my children's life, and I talk to them about their school days. However, I will say this, even though I'm so involved with my children and I talk to them, and I think we have good communication, one of my daughters was getting bullied in high school, and it wasn't in person. It was on the phone, the texting.
Oh, yeah.
She was being bullied, and she didn't come to me, and she didn't want to share it with me for weeks. And I was trying to figure out why she was already failing a class. And this girl was, my daughter was straight A's all through middle school. And I couldn't figure it out. I thought maybe she was overwhelmed with high school. And then we finally got to it. She finally came to me and told me, she showed me the phone and I read it. And I'm like, this is bullying. This is bullying through text. And it's got to end. And I gave her the tools and the words to use to end it, and it essentially did. And I actually, truth be told, I actually had to intervene, and I posted a little text for all the girls to know that this was bullying, and I had to call out the girl. And I don't know, Renee, I should have called you and got some advice, but I felt like this young girl needed to be called out and explained it's really important to be nice, and what you're doing is not nice, and I don't,
exactly.
we will not use these kinds of words. And you know what, my point is that even though you're really engaged in your children's lives, these things are happening and you don't realize. I had also an adult male friend who was bullied through grade school and high school, and he never told his family. Never.
Never.
And I had mentioned it to them, and they said, he was never bullied. I'm like, what? He told me how bad the bullying was, and his own mother never knew. And he's got anger issues, and they didn't know where this was coming from. And it's just the sad thing is this all could have been prevented, and this could have been a healthy adult person. But he's walking around angry from issues that happened and bullying that happened, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So, Renee, what you're doing is so important for the kids and for our future adults in this society.
Well, and that's what it is. I mean, if they're growing up in this desensitized, disrespectful world, what's going to happen in 10 years? And that's really, really scary if you, you know, have the time to think about how this could progress, but we're not even going to go there. But, you know, you say, oh, Renee, I should have called you, but that's not what it's about. What it's about is, you know, supporting a mom like you who does take the initiative to address the situation. And it's a very, all these issues are different. They're all unique. They're all very sensitive. They're all at high emotions. So there is not one right answer, but if we join together as moms and as students and as parents and we start discussing, what did you do? How did you handle it? It's just a venue to allow that to happen because so many people, when it comes to these issues, are shamed. The kids are shamed. The parents are shamed. The parents don't know what to do. They feel helpless or maybe they overstep their boundaries and then they make a mistake so then they don't get involved the next time. So it's just a matter of let's discuss certain resources, and I don't have all the answers. You know, it's funny that you say that because a lot of people do call me, but I go and I meet them for lunch, Dolly. I barely give them any advice, but you know what? They just wanted to talk about it, and they wanted to be, accepted, and they just want a parent-to-parent this is hard. This is tough. This is what I'm dealing with. What should we do? And so I think that in itself, you know, it's not like there's a cure. There's going to be a shot that we all take, and this is going to go away. But as with any issues, as parents, if we join together, we empower each other and empower our kids to make better choices, somehow, somewhere it's going to get better. I hope.
Well, I think what you're doing, Renee, is, you know, first of all, thanks for making nice and happy and friendly and making it so cool. It really is.
Yeah.
So, I tell my kids all the time, you know, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And,
yes.
You know, I remember as a little girl being this nice Catholic girl. I'm not saying be nice and let people walk all over you. But,
right.
You know, you have your boundaries. But, yeah, I am. I am saying be nice. Choose to be nice. Someone is coming at you, you know, even dropping off my groceries on the counter at the local grocery store. Maybe the checkout lady isn't very friendly. And so you can just smile at her and say, hi, how's your day going? You know?
Right.
Just something. Be nice. You can do that. And you're making it cool, Renee D., with Geek for Kids. We love what you're doing in our community. And
thank
I
you.
Hope this expands nationwide. I really think you're onto something, and I love having you on the show. You've been on once before. Can you come on regularly? Okay, send me a message. Say it's time for me to come on because I've been a
yeah,
while.
You know, and I can
you on.
And we can talk about like different issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a board member on. He's Jeff Bean. He's founded Act on Bullying. He's the guy who actually did the internet's cyber bullying safety speech at my last Bullying Against Bullying event, and he's actually a board member of Peak for Kids, and he's obviously, his platform is the whole internet, cyber, sexting, bullying.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
I saw his presentation. It was incredible, incredible. What,
yeah,
I,
and he's got a lot of good information.
What's going on for Peak for Kids? Any events, fundraisers, or
yeah,
you know,
I have Empowering Girls to Be Super on January 18th. It's out here in La Fox at Dreams Dance Academy. We're going to have Amy Logan there with her new books, A Girl with a Cape and A Girl
Amy
with
on
a
the Show. Yes,
yeah,
Girl with a Cape.
So she's
going to
be there with some tween girl yoga, and it's a mom-daughter event. I'm also, in May, we're going to do another mother-daughter event. It's going to be called Finding Kind, and that's probably something I could have you come and MC too, Dolly. Finding Kind is a documentary that two girls did several years ago, and it actually inspired the Kindness Campaign. And, yeah, we're just building a network out here in Keeneland. We're going to have all of the schools involved in Kick Month next year, and, yeah.
Well, if
it's
someone
exciting.
Wants to learn more about what you're doing or bring this program to their school district, are you ready for something like that? What website can
actually,
I go to?
Actually, I have a program ready that actually brings the Kindness Campaign to other districts, and it doesn't cost any money. It actually has a fundraising component for the PTOs, and I'm ready to do that. If anybody wants information, they can call me, or they can email peakforkids@gmail.com. Or check out my website and contact me through there. It's peakforkids.org. But, yeah, I'm ready to expand. But, again, I'm taking it easy. I'm not being aggressive. And just, you know, doors open on in every single direction for me. I don't really have to be aggressive. And that kind of proves that you're really doing the right thing. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's for sure. You are doing the right thing. So keep it up. Renee, thanks for stopping by the show. And good luck with everything.
All right, thanks, Dolly.
Love
so much. Good
kids.
Luck with you, too.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
In case you were wondering, you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Hey, everybody, this is Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for listening to the show. Let me tell you, I have one more guest. You know I love adventure, that's for sure. Who doesn't? I love adventure now. I think as I get older, you get more into it, and you want to do all the things that when you were younger were afraid to do or didn't have the guts to do, and or you thought, I'm not doing that. I'm going to die doing that. No, you're not going to die. You're going to live a long, rich life you change your mindset. As I get older, I start wanting to do more things. But one thing I will never do is jumping out of an airplane. I always wonder, what does that feel like? What's funny, because I was actually thinking that this past summer when I fly Chicago-Naperville, called me up, Margaret Westlove over there from I Fly Naperville. She called me and said, hey, Dolly, you want to try this? I said, oh, my goodness. ESPN, or ESP. ESPN, listen to that. She read my mind, and we didn't even talk. She knew what I wanted to do. But I don't have the guts to jump out of an airplane. But I Fly Naperville, you can experience skydiving. You can have your own skydiving adventure indoors with safety. And you will only lose an eye. That's the worst thing that would ever happen to you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, I got her on the line. Margaret's on the line to tell us more about I Fly Naperville. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Dolly. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. I'm so excited. We're going to be flying this Saturday. I'm really excited. My friend from the Bears, Chicago Bears, Desmond Clark, is going to be joining me and his lovely wife. So if you guys want to see us jumping, skydiving, I should say, you can come to I Fly Naperville. Margaret, tell us more about this. What are we in for? What am I doing?
Well, you are in for the time of your life. I Fly Indoor Skydiving is an extremely exciting experience like no other. You literally are floating on a column of air. It's quite different than what people think, because most people think when they see our building, first they go, oh, my gosh, what is in there? And then they're like, indoor skydiving, I have to come and see this. And then when they walk in and they come up to our second floor, which is our flight deck, they are amazed at what they see. There's a vertical wind tunnel that when you step into it, that you literally float on a column of air. It's extremely safe. There are you don't jump. People think, oh, my gosh, I have a fear of height. I can't climb all the way to the top of that building and then jump off. You don't do that at iFly. You literally step into the vertical wind tunnel and float on a column of air. You're in there with an instructor the whole entire time. So, Dolly, you will be extremely safe. Don't worry, honey. We'll take care of you. No, don't be nervous. And you know what? It's body flight. It's an actual sport. It's called body flight. And we have iFly tunnels all over the United States. We have them in Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, Dubai, Asia. We just launched one set sail as of November 1st. We have an iFly tunnel on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. So
Oh my goodness. Very
exciting.
Wow.
It's very exciting. Of course, it's not as tall and big as the ones that we have freestanding in the States, but it's extremely exciting. So your experience will consist of the following, Dolly. You and your guests will be coming in, and you will check in. Everyone will get a wristband, and then you come up to our flight deck where we have a classroom, and everyone takes an instructional and safety class. It's with your instructor. It's a 15-minute class to give you sign language that you'll need to learn it for the tunnel, just five basic sign languages because it's loud in there, so you won't be able to talk with your instructor. Then from there, you go to the gear counter, and you get all geared up. You get earplugs, goggles, a helmet, and a flight suit. And then for our guests that come in, some of the ladies over the summer with heels or flip-flops, we also offer sneakers, so we provide everything. So then you go into the chamber, and you and your guests will each experience 2 one-minute flights. So you'll go in with the instructor, have a one-minute flight, then go back out, take a seat, and everyone in your party will cycle through their one-minute flight, and then you'll go back in for your second one-minute flight.
Do people normally do the second one?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and you are too.
Will I be so excited? Like, I can't wait to do that second one, or is it something like, I'm in the bathroom, about to throw up?
No, you won't be in the bathroom throwing up, mm-hmm. And to reassure you, no one has thrown up in the wind tunnel either. So, because
thank
you don't
God.
Get that... Yeah, no kidding. You don't get that vertical feel. That vertical feeling, there's nothing like that.
Oh.
It's not motion sickness because you're literally, I like to tell all our guests, the guys are like Superman floating around and the gals are like Tinkerbell because you literally are floating in there. And you're in with an instructor, so it's extremely safe. And you will have so much fun. So, yes, to answer your question, everyone comes out with a big smile on their face, and they're so excited they can't wait for their second flight. And on the second flight, you will get what's called a high flight. And what that is, the last 30 seconds of your second flight, the instructor will take you, gently swirl you around and take you higher up into the tunnel. And as my ever so stellar event coordinator, Ben Ryan, likes to share with all our guests, he calls it the grand finale. So it's the grand finale of your flight. And it's really, really fun. One of the nice things about, unique things about indoor skydiving, Dolly, is that anybody of any ability, whether it's cognitive challenges or physical challenges or someone that's just generally not athletic, can do this sport. We have had people fly in here that are missing their legs. We've flown people that are blind. We have a gentleman that comes here that flies regularly, and he's 90 years old. So, Dolly, if a 90-year-old man can do it, yeah, you can do it.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't have said that. Now everyone's going to think I'm a wimp if I don't do it. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm so psyched. I'm ready for this adventure. I heard from other people that have done it, it's such a high. You get such a sense of euphoria after you do it, and it also they feel such a sense of accomplishment, like they've done something outside of the box that they've never really would have ever done, like jumping
absolutely.
Out of an airplane.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like you. Why jump out of a perfectly good airplane? You know, I'm like, I don't know, but I love this. And just real brief, one of the other things that we do here, we do birthday parties, we host corporate events. We do STEM education. We have an on-staff educator that we have field trips regularly where the kids come in and actually are in a classroom environment where they're learning about physics. Then there's a demonstration in the tunnel with different objects like teddy bears and balls, and they measure the velocity of that, and then they get the experience of flying themselves. So, I mean, they didn't have those kind of field trips when we were younger. So we do the STEM education. We do, everything, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties. We host a variety of corporate events. We work with a local caterer and a local pizza place for all of our food and beverage. So we do a lot of variety of different things here. Yeah.
What
exciting.
A great
we can't
time.
Wait to have you
and
on
you
Saturday.
About, I can't wait. And you talk about, when we were kids, what we did for thrills like that? We took the elevator up the Sears Tower, which is now the Willis Tower.
Exactly.
But that was our thrill.
I know.
Now we can fly up there. Oh, my goodness. Well, Margaret, thank you so much for giving us the details, the goods about iFly Naperville. You also have a location in Rosemont as well for our listeners out
there
in Chicago listening on 89.9 FM. So you can check that out. Or just come out to Naperville. You are in a great area surrounded by lots of great restaurants there.
Yes, we are.
Maggiano's and Morton's and White Chocolate Cooper's something. Cooper's Hawk. Really, really nice area and some hotels over there. It's a great location for you guys. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for inviting me. I'm looking forward to seeing you
absolutely.
On Saturday.
Thanks for having me, and I'll see you
there.
Saturday.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks, Dolly. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, it's time to end the show, and I want to end it on a good note, as we just did with Margaret Westlove from iFly in Naperville. Okay, y'all can come on Saturday, 3 o'clock. I'm going to be flying with my buddy Desmond Clark from the Chicago Bears. Come and cheer us on. Give us some support. I know Desmond will do it. He's a daredevil, but I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to do it. I'm just nervous. I know it's going to be thrilling, so I know I'm going to love it. But it is a little nerve-wracking because I don't really like heights. But anyway, let's end the show on a positive note. As I say every week, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And thanks again for listening. Thanks to all my good guests for coming on the show. We'll see you all or talk to you all next week.
Yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Wow, I feel good.
feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar is fine. I feel nice. A sugar is fine.